I'm going to just say a word or two about Studio Recorder, which is the program that I've used now for many years. It's from APH, and a couple of us were discussing it this morning and wondering if it's even still possible to purchase it because it has not been updated in years. I believe you can still purchase it from the American Printing House because I know I've downloaded it recently and recommended it to somebody, but whether they are still selling it or not, I don't know for sure. It is a program that enables you to make recordings and then edit them very precisely using commands that are not unlike commands that you would use to edit a document. So it records, it plays, you can rewind, you can change the speed, you can change the volume. I believe it even has a pitch change module in it, which I've never used. I mainly use it for recording bird sounds and also birding audio files for the various sanctuaries that I've worked with. I like Studio Recorder. I think it's easier to learn than some of the other recorders, but it lacks some of the features from a program like Goldwave, which Tim is going to talk about. But Studio Recorder does enable you to do sound on sound. It has two different methods of doing that, and that works very well. So if you want to record yourself singing and then harmonize with yourself and then harmonize again, I know I've done four-part harmony and it worked fine. Not like a professional recording, but pretty good. Anyway, that's Studio Recorder, and if you want to learn more about it, you can go to aph.org.
Studio Recorder has one function that I find very useful, and that is the ability to use a hardware control to start and stop the machine. And the reason that I do that is because I have a studio and my computer is in another room, and in order to start and stop the recorder, I've got something called the transport, which has play, stop, record, rewind, and fast forward buttons on it. And that little piece of hardware sits in the studio where my microphone is, and I start and stop the recorder as I'm recording. And you won't find that function in some other recording programs.
Yeah, Studio Recorder was originally created for recording talking books, and it has an audible level indicator so that if you're speaking too loudly or too close to the microphone, it will beep. And it has some other features like the one that Steve just talked about, which is really good. So you can actually be in and have a control room and be operating it from the next room. Well, the last time I purchased it, it was $200.
I just checked. It's available. It let me add it to my cart, and it is $200.
Okay. Studio Recorder is a Windows-based program.